Hello, Stephen. I'm listening.
Well, you see, Dr. Crane, my wife Tracy and I are having a baby, and I know we're getting a little ahead of ourselves, but there seems to be a lot of different advice about whether it's okay to let your kid climb into bed with you in the mornings.
Up. Stop right there, Stephen. It's okay. All relationships require that kind of close and undivided attention. Isn't that so, Roz?
Uh-huh.
But what if you and your wife enjoy, you know, making love in the morning?
Oh, trust me. After the baby comes, that won't be an issue anymore. This is Dr. Fraser Crane on KACL. We'll be back after these messages.
Roz, how can you be reading now?
Oh, I don't know. It's something I picked up in elementary school and it stuck.
Just what is it that's so captivating?
Slow tango in South Seattle.
Oh, God, not you too. Why is it that every woman I see is carrying that book around?
Because it's impossible to put down. Look, read the first paragraph. I guarantee you'll be hooked.
There are tangos that come flowing from the wine-colored sea, from the rust of 100 sunken ships. This is one of those dances.
Well?
There are books that make your stomach rumble and lurch and thrust your lunch ever upward. This is one of those books.
Men are all alike. You have no soul.
Oh, please.
Except for this one. The future Mr. Roz Doyle, Thomas J. Fallow.
Oh, my God, it's him.
What, do you know him?
Yes. Yes, he used to drop into a neighborhood bar I frequented back in Boston. It's a bit pretentious, though. He stuck out like a sore thumb.
You used to drink with Thomas J. Fallow?
Well, actually, I spent most of my time helping him get through his writer's block. In the future, I'll remember to use my powers for good and not for evil.
Well, I don't care what you think about him. He's coming here to the station tomorrow to be on Amber Edwards' book chat, and you're going to introduce
him. Oh, no, I can't see him. I'd like to tell him how much I liked his book. You know how hard it is to lie to someone's face?
Oh, no, it's easy for someone as bright and charming and articulate as you.
Well, yeah, perhaps you're right.
See how easy it is?
Nine. Stop it, Eddie.
Oh, he just wants to play, huh, boy?
Yeah, well, therapy is not a game. Stop it. Stop it, I said. If he keeps this up, there's no point in us going on with these exercises.
Attaboy.
Hello, Dr. Crane.
Hello, Daphne.
Hey, Niles.
Oh, doing your exercises, I see.
Yes, and if someone doesn't let us get on with them, he's going to get a little spank on his fanny.
Don't let me, unless you want to.
What's up?
Well, when I brought you a beer in your room the other day, I couldn't help but notice that you had pictures of Fraser and Frederick and an autographed one from someone named Ken Griffey Jr., but none of Maris and me, so I brought you this.
Oh, gee, thanks. What's Maris doing wearing jodhpurs? She hasn't taken up horseback riding, has she?
No, she wanted to, but unfortunately, her little quadriceps are so tight, she's incapable of straddling anything larger than a border collie.
I can't believe this. I simply cannot believe it.
What are you yapping about?
This book. It was written by a man I knew. He's taken an incident from my own life, something I shared with him in confidence one night, and he's turned it into this trash.
Slow tango. Well, I just started reading that. You mean to tell me that young man is based on you, Dr. Crane?
Yes, he is. But did Thomas J. Fallow have the grace to thank me? No! My name isn't even listed in his acknowledgments.
What's it about, anyway?
That is not important.
It's about his first time.
Thank you, Daphne.
Your first time doing what?
Changing a flat tire.
Oh, so this whole book's about the night you conceived Frederick.
Very amusing, Dad. I'm happy to know that was not my first time.
Hey, I'm happy to know it wasn't your only time.
Just who was this charitable lass?
That is not important.
His piano teacher.
his piano teacher.
Thank you again, Daphne.
Well, it's not like it's a secret. I mean, it's all right there in black and white about your awkward teenage lunging and how you used to call your chest hair your rug of love.
Well, not all of it's true. He did take some literary license.
Oh, then you're not really able to bring a woman to hidden realms of ecstasy with your panther-like prowess.
Well, that part he got right.
Boy, this really fries me, you know? That woman taking advantage of my kid? Not to mention I was putting out $10 a week for piano lessons so you could get your hedge trimmed.
Wait a minute. We're not talking about Miss Warner.
Don't tell me this was going on during your lessons, too.
No, you'll be relieved to know that while Fraser was getting his Rachmaninoffs, I was actually studying music.
Now, look. This was not some tawdry older woman lusting after young flesh. Clarice and I cared for each other. She showed me a world I'd never known. Wouldn't know again for 6.5 years.
No, it's true. As Mr. Fallow put it, she saw your sensitive, poetic side, and you couldn't help noticing the way her ripe, heaving bosom would brush your cheek when she reached for the metronome.
How can a man who drank so heavily remember so much?
And yet he still conveniently forgot who told him the story.
Yes, well, he's going to get a little reminder today.
No, give it to me!
I budded when you kissed me. I withered when you left me. I bloomed a few months while you loved me.
Would you calm down?
Not until I have exacted my pound of flesh.
Well, could you at least wait until I get my book signed?
Oh, here, let me sign it for you. It's my story.
Wait,
it's a story.
Stop it!
Ruff, you haven't told anyone about this, have you? They have a field day with me.
Fraser, give me credit for a little discretion, will you?
Hey, piano boy! Way to pound those ivories!
Hold on, listen. It's imperative that this not be commonly known.
Hey, please. Doc, it's no big deal. Anything for you? I still got some feeling on the other side of my head. Wait. Look, I had a similar experience when I was 16 with an older woman who introduced me to the mysteries of love. Of course, she was a hooker. Hey, it was a birthday present from my dad, okay? You want to know the ironic thing, Doc? All I wanted was a bike.
Oh, come on, Fraser. How could you expect me not to tell anybody? You can't keep something like that all bottled up. I only told one person.
Hello, Fraser.
Roz.
Hi, Gil.
Oh. I was just finishing my restaurant review for my show this afternoon when I came up with a perfect sandwich named after you at Rosenthal's Deli. Fraser Crane's Double Decker. It consists of aged pheasant, spring chicken, and of course plenty of tongue.
I wept as our bodies made the music of love.
I'm your rhapsody.
Play me.
Crescendo, my young maestro, crescendo.
My vessel yearns to dock in the magnificence of your harbor.
Hey, that's not in the book.
One thing I must ask you, what was your inspiration for this poignant love story?
Oh, quiet. It's his last chance.
Well, Amber, it was actually given to me by God.
By God? Do you believe this guy's grandiosity? I'm God, and he knows it.
Well, we'll be right back with the divinely inspired Thomas J. Fallow right after this station break. Will you excuse me? I want to call my husband and see if he can take a long lunch.
Thomas J. Fallow.
Fraser Crane, I can't believe it.
Well, I see my name hasn't entirely escaped your sieve-like memory.
Why would it?
Well, it didn't make it into your list of acknowledgments, you egomaniacal thief.
You read my book.
I didn't have to read it. I lived it. Not that anybody would know that from reading your 3 pages of acknowledgments in which you mention everyone from your kindergarten teacher to the man who designed the typeface. But no mention of me, no. I'm only the man that gave you the story which you have ruthlessly merchandised into this $1 million treacle machine. I'm finished now.
I'm so sorry. I don't know how I could have been so thoughtless. I owe you everything.
No.
Oh, my God. Frasier, what did you do to the poor man?
Thomas, what happened?
Frasier made him cry.
Maris is reading Slow Tango in South Seattle. I think it's put thoughts in her head. This morning, I found her cooing over the college student who skims the koi pond.
I wouldn't concern myself.
So you think it's just innocent flirting?
No, I just wouldn't concern myself. Hey, Frasier.
Hi, Dad. Niles.
Frasier, congratulations. Maris was listening to book chat during her seaweed rap and heard Thomas J. Fallow acknowledge his enormous debt to you.
Yes. A little chat with him this afternoon.
Did he seem properly contrite?
I made him cry.
That's my boy. You must be feeling pretty good, huh?
Actually, Dad, the entire incident has left me strangely unsatisfied. I don't know, I still feel sort of empty. I don't know, I've been turning it around in my mind all day.
God, you kill me, you know. You get exactly what you want, you're still not happy. Frasier, life is not hard. You make it hard. You don't just let things happen and enjoy it. You gotta analyze everything to death. You know, you could learn a big lesson from this dog here. You know what makes him happy? A sock. Come on, Eddie.
Ignore him. Obviously, what's troubling you goes deeper than your usual malaise.
Shame on you.
What for?
What for? You just ran out on her. Leaving her bed as empty as a swallow's nest after fall's first frost, and you ask me what for?
Well, I've just been accepted to Harvard. What else was I going to do?
Oh, so you just leave in the middle of the night without so much as a kiss on the forehead.
You never said goodbye to Miss Warner?
Well, she was sleeping so peacefully. She had an early lesson. I left a rose on her pillow.
Aha.
Aha what?
Aha, this. I have a theory.
Well, why else would you say aha?
No. Just listen. You thought you were angry at Thomas Fallow for failing to thank you for the contribution you made to his life. But perhaps the person you're really angry at is yourself. You never thanked Miss Warner for the contribution she made to your life.
I was only 17 years old. I'm sure she understood.
Yeah, well, perhaps she didn't. She was a vulnerable, lonely, middle-aged woman. It is possible that her feelings for you ran deeper than you realized. Feelings which you crushed when you disappeared without so much as a thank you or a goodbye.
Yes, well, thank you and goodbye.
Fine. I'll just leave you with this thought. Your encounter with Thomas J. Fallow was unsatisfactory because it failed to provide you with the closure you were seeking. For that, you will have to make amends with Miss Warner. Aha.
Very funny, Dad!
He had been a teenage Balboa, an explorer of the rising pinnacles and gently curving slopes of my body. And in one explosive burst of discovery, he had staked claim to the Pacific Ocean that was my soul. But now he was leaving, going, vanishing like a solitary boat on the lonely horizon, departing like a train rolling ceaselessly through the night, exiting swiftly like... And so he was gone. And now, in the cool of the evening, I play my piano, and his last words resonate through the notes. I'll come back to you, my cherished one.
But he never did. And all that remains of him are the withered petals of the rose he left upon my pillow. Thief of youth.
Hello. May I help you?
Ms. Warner?
Yes.
I'm Fraser Crane.
I'm sorry, my memory's not what it used to be. But please come in. Would you like to sit down?
Yes, I would.
So, we know each other?
Well, we were friends. More than friends, actually. You really don't remember?
I'm trying.
You must have some recollection of fair-haired boy outside your door, at the piano, on the piano.
I'm sorry.
Well, listen, before the memories come flooding back to you, I should tell you that we had a romance that didn't have the happiest of endings.
Oh.
That's why I'm here. Our last evening together, we walked through a summer storm, and I kissed the raindrops off your nose and promised that we'd always be together. But I broke that promise. You helped a shy adolescent take his first uncertain steps toward becoming a man, and how did I repay that kindness? By running off and leaving you with nothing but your memories.
And not many of those either.
Oh, can you ever forgive me?
Oh, you're so sweet. Of course I can forgive you.
Thank you. A relief to get that off my chest.
Mother, I'm going now.
You run along, Clarice. Oh,
excuse me,
dear. This is Fraser Crane. Apparently we were quite an item once.
Fraser Crane, what are you doing here?
I'm obviously making an enormous mistake.
Mother, would you get us some iced tea, please?
She's getting rid of me, but I'll be back.
My God! Why, I can't believe you're here. I mean, it's gotta be 20...
25.
25 years. And look at you.
Look at you? You look incredible.
Well, sure, compared to my mother.
No. It's not what I mean. You look stunning.
Well, thank you. Well, and you've become a very handsome man. And successful, too.
Thank you.
You're here because of that book, aren't you?
Yes, and I'd like to apologize right off. I told that story to Mr. Fallow in confidence. It was never meant to be in print.
There's no need to apologize. That was a lovely time in my life. It was nice to relive it. So, are you married?
Divorced. You?
I never married.
As
Look, I came here to apologize about more than just the book. I never felt quite right about the way I left things. I abandoned you. It was selfish and cowardly.
Oh, Frasier, relax. I always felt guilty for shortchanging you on your music lessons. Do you still keep it up?
Well, the piano. Yes. Gee, yeah, you know, I was so nervous about coming here. Now it feels like old times. Sit at middle C.
Then the metronome.
Maybe I should get going. Clarice, at the risk of sounding a little forward, would you like to have a cup of coffee with me?
Oh, thanks. But I'll have to say no.
If you're worried about the age difference, believe me, that's no longer an issue.
Hi, honey. Ready to go?
I'll be right out.
Are you and he...
I wasn't interested in 40-year-old men then, and I guess I'm still not. It's great to see you again, though. Bye, Mom!
Good. Now we're alone. See what I did? I put a raindrop on my nose!
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
Oh, my.
And maybe I seem a bit confused. Well, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Good night, Seattle. We love you.